This chart that you've probably seen before shows the infrared channels on ABI. The blue regions show where individual bands are detecting energy. Some are narrow, band 10, and some are relatively wide, band 8. The red line can be interpreted in two ways. Either the relative amount of absorption by any gas in the atmosphere, or the brightness temperature sensed by the satellite in clear skies above a U.S. standard atmosphere. Cooler brightness temperatures result when absorption by a gas occurs in the atmosphere. Strong absorption by water vapor is apparent in bands 8, 9, and 10. Ozone absorption is apparent in band 12, and CO2 absorption occurs in band 16. These bands will all give cooler brightness temperatures in clear skies than in window channels like band 7 or 13. When the red line is near the bottom of the chart, little absorption is occurring at that wavelength. This is the case for the 10.3 micrometer band 13. Many of the Heritage Difference products use 10.7 micrometers on GOES 13, 14, and 15. How does that particular channel compare to the closest ABI channels, 13 at 10.3 micrometers and 14 at 11.2 micrometers? The 10.3 micrometer channel on ABI is cleaner. That is, there is less water vapor absorption, and it's narrower than the 10.7 micrometer channel on GOES 13, 14, and 15. The 11.2 micrometer channel is also narrower than the 10.7 micrometer channel, but it has similar amounts of water vapor absorption. If you want to highlight water vapor differences between channels with a split window difference that includes the 12.3 micrometer channel, maybe 10.3 micrometer is the channel to use, but 11.2 micrometers will give similar results.